Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio, that is your man, the game. NannyFamilyGame.com, Sam McGriff with you on this rainy Sunday morning. 9 floors up in the Kia Studios. So glad that you're with us. Hope this rain will stop around 7 o'clock this time so that the Braves and the Rangers can play game three of their weekend series.
Hang on a second. I'm feeling kind of Bill Murray-like. It is like Groundhog's Day. Didn't I hear this song? We played this song earlier, right?
We do it for him, too.
Oh, okay.
Another one of my Omega Sci-Fi brothers.
Because
we did it for Brother Ledbetter. We're going
to
do it for Brother Scruggs.
Okay. As well, we should.
We're going to give you a little Atomic Dog. Good morning, Newish.
Nui!
Good morning, man.
Look at him.
What's up, fellas? I love the music. Happy
I know.
Sunday,
and I want you to know that I was the first one to bring you up this week with Sam. Am I right?
Yep.
To have him on. Because we got so much to talk to you about. So right off the rip, we're going to tell you this, Nui. Keep your answers succinct. Because we got a lot of questions for you, okay?
Gotcha.
All right. Well, you want to start with the guys down the street?
Let's start with the guys down the street.
All right.
The guys who are already here.
Congratulations, first of all, on having the world champions in your city. He's really
been
quiet.
It's been fun. it's been a journey. Having been there with the team in St. Louis in 2011 when they were one strike away two different times and losing, it was definitely something to heal the city. And I was actually in Atlanta. I was covering Cleveland at the time in 95, so I understood what it meant for a fan base that's hurting to finally see a champion.
But here's the part that we want to say, because I'm speaking for the rest of the country right now, in that we love the fact that the best professional team in your city plays baseball and not that other team, and how that's landing in Dallas.
Look, you got a lot of people here who love the Rangers.
Okay.
And you know, once again, you got to go back into the pain portion of this. The people that saw one strike twice.
Yeah.
Even going into the basketball team with Mark Cuban, they had gone to the finals the first time in 06, were up 2-0, and then lost 4 straight to Miami to go back and then beat Miami in 2011. That kind of stuff was, you know, it was the thing that was healing and people needed and wanted. The Cowboy frustration, you know, look, my kid's in college now. You never seen the Cowboys win a damn thing. My thing about the Cowboy stuff, and like, guys, Bill Clinton was president when this happened.
Yeah.
And so I don't jump on this thing like national people do because I've lived it. I'm old enough to have covered Jimmy Johnson's last team that didn't win a Super Bowl. You know, I covered Emmitt and Troy and whatnot, but I'm not stuck on this thing like so many other people do because I also never buy into the, oh, this is a Super Bowl year. I don't buy into that. Yeah. I call it the hopium. I don't buy into the hopium. Jerry's selling it, people injecting it, but not me. I'm not on that narcotic. No hopium for me, sir.
All right, that's why we love you, Nui.
That's what we're good, man. Before we spend the time on the WayForIt.com hotline with Nui Scruggs, who is now in his 24th year.
Oh, man.
At NBC Universal, there at NBC.
He deserves a dinner.
Yeah, more. He deserves more than a dinner.
Oh, I'd give him a watch too.
Come on, man. His man's working. He thought he's gonna be there for a hot minute and go back to L.A. No, they won't let him go. They make him stay there. And he is social. You can always find him at Nui Scruggs, at Nui Scruggs, all lowercase. Kidding aside, though, we're on the verge of possibly sweeping the Rangers team. Are they getting off to the kind of start that you thought they would? And I understand that Scherzer is having some side pitching to try to get back. Thoughts about what this team is so far?
Giving up too many walks. You know, you just can't walk people, especially you think about a team like the Braves. You walk them and you know, boom, you're in trouble. Travis d'Arnaud, obviously, you know, four homers in two nights. They gave up three homers to Shane Langeliers and Oakland and ended up losing the game here. So we've seen this happen before. Their bats have not been where they needed to be. And so the offense has started off a little bit slow. But dealing with injuries, your all-star third baseman, Josh Young, is out. Nate Lowe has been a silver slugger and a gold glove winner. He just made his first appearance yesterday all season long. The rotation has definitely still got guys that are missing. Max Scherzer's out. And they were expecting him back in June, but it looks like they're going to get him back here maybe before the end of the month. You've got Tyler Mahle, who's not expected to get back until July, and then Jacob DeGrom, they're thinking maybe late July, August. So you've got some pieces that are missing. Your closer, Leclerc, you know, Pico's been demoted because he can't find the strike zone right now. So this is just early footing. Your biggest thing here is you're still in first place, and you've just got to figure it out. Atlanta ain't the team to try to fix your stuff against, but hey, go out here today, try to get a win. But I'm not worried. Bruce Bochy is a Hall of Fame manager. It's about what you do at the end, and right now they're in first place, so they just fine.
I've always loved me some Bruce Bochy.
Yeah.
Always loved me some Bruce Bochy. And the guys they got running that team are a pitcher and a catcher.
Yeah.
You got Mike Maddux as a pitching coach, and you got Bochy as the manager. And there's success coming all over the place. All right, let's switch gears to another team, and you brought up the Mavericks earlier. Nui, the connection between these two cities is when you talk professional basketball, well, it gets back to Trey and Luka coming out at the same time. Well, Trey hasn't got the running mate that you guys got right now as far as Kyrie Irving, and it seems like the chemistry is there. Talk about this team and where they are in the playoffs right now, and how's that city feeling about them ascending and possibly meeting Denver in the conference finals?
I don't go, boy, ooh, you know, conference finals. How about finally beating the Clippers in the first round? Because they faced them twice in the past few seasons, and they've lost. So win game one in Los Angeles where Kawhi Leonard may not play. The fan base here, they're happy. I mean, we're lucky because the hockey team won the division, number one seed in the NHL playoffs out in West, and the basketball team won the division where so many people were trying to fire Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd preached patience. They made the trade they needed to get some defense, and Kyrie Irving is in a happy place. Mark Cuban, GM Nico Harrison, and you know, and Kidd, they don't get enough credit for making sure that they created an atmosphere in which Kyrie can be happy. And I also think that the benefit for Kyrie Irving is he's playing on a team that doesn't get all the publicity. There's not a whole bunch of cameras here like it was for him in Boston or in Cleveland when he was around LeBron. They're an afterthought a lot of ways here. But to answer your question, look, fans are hopeful, but you got to beat the Clippers, and I think that's where people's mindset is at. Can you finally beat this team that has run you out of the playoffs twice?
Man, we watch for that and see what that's happening. Draft is coming up. I know you keep a big eye on that. The Falcons are drafting 8th. I think the Cowboys are, what, you guys, 23rd, 24th?
24th.
What are you guys looking for, and what does this team need? Are we going to get to see them? They're going to get to come play here in Atlanta this fall.
Well, my thought process is different than most people's nationally. Most people nationally got to take it a tackle. I don't know how good the tackles will be and when you hit 24. They drafted Tyler Smith a couple years ago out of Tulsa. He was a left guard, played really well, played at a Pro Bowl level. In fact, was better than All-Pro Zach Martin in many of our opinions who watched the games. I think they're going to put him out at left tackle. Personnel director Will McClay once told me, he says, we drafted him to be our left tackle. So, yeah, this is now the time to make him the left tackle. And I say that because I just hear the projections of people saying about tackle. But to me, you go back and say, what's the Cowboys' problem? When they've lost in the playoffs the last 3 years, people want to point to Dak Prescott. But the defense has been terrible against the run. San Francisco drilled them running the ball. We saw Green Bay run it down their throat, 141 yards and two touchdowns. They have not fixed the run defense. And the guy they took number one last year, Mazi Smith from Michigan, so they bring in Mazi. This dude loses weight. He's supposed to be a nose tackle. He lost weight, got under 300 pounds. Like, dude, don't go get on Ozempic. don't lose the weight. So he lost weight, and he's got shoulder surgery. So it's like he can't even lift weights now. So right now, technically, he's a starter. I'm like, guys, you need to get somebody up front. So to me, I'm worried about their front seven. We know Mike Zimmer likes big people. Dan Quinn didn't like big people up front. And Zimmer wants bigger linebackers. That wasn't what Quinn had. So they've got to figure out how they give their defense a better shot at winning. And that, to me, is why they've got to find and figure out a way to get three walk-in starters. You also don't have a starting center here. So offensive line, defensive line, that's where the Cowboys need to go. And not just round one, but the first three rounds, in my opinion.
All right, well, those are the picks, Nui, but the conversation that surrounds the Cowboys is who they're going to sign, when they're going to sign them, and all of that. So we can start with Dak. You can go to
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, that's a good answer.
I don't know. They tell us one thing, the actions show something else.
Wow.
Who would you like them to sign, then? Let's put it that way. Who do you think that their biggest priority as far as signing right now should be, in your mind?
The quarterback. It's your quarterback. This is a quarterback league. Your quarterback led the league in touchdown passes last year, the first year in offense with Mike McCarthy. Your quarterback was second team All-Pro. Why are we even having this conversation?
All right,
crazy.
Is Micah Parsons? Is Micah next then? Is Micah Parsons next?
No, CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb is not coming to camp until he has a contract.
Okay.
So Mike is behind him. So you have to take care of you're looking at paying your quarterback $60 million and your receiver $28 to $30 million. Mike has just got to wait. But he'll get paid because Jerry doesn't let his stars go away. That's the other thing when I hear these people say stuff. Though last night I had a conversation with a couple of people who talked to Dak Friday night at a charity event, and they feel like the Cowboys, like, they're ready to move on from him. But I also know Jerry Jones because I've covered him for so long. Jerry is afraid of not having a franchise quarterback because he remembers Atlanta's own Quincy Carter when he went through that run after Troy Aikman. So I don't see them allowing Dak Prescott to leave.
Wow. This is why we talk to him. Because, again, we hear the speculation. We don't know. He's boots on the ground there.
We're about to round up.
Go ahead.
Round up with him. I got one more thing. We got to talk some college football. Texas had their spring game yesterday. Georgia's schedule this year, Georgia has to come to Texas. I keep telling folks, Texas is coming to the SEC ready. I don't know your thoughts about what the Longhorns and what the SEC can expect to see from this team.
Texas is about like the Cowboys. All this hype, fans get on all this hopium. They had a good year last year. They had a good year. They won the Big 12. SEC, different monster. You know, you don't see – you know, you see one good team, one or two good teams in the Big 12 that they had to face. SEC is a whole different animal week after week after week, and that's going to be the challenge for Sark. And they can sit up here and tell me they're SEC ready all day long. You got to show it to me. And the problem is people want to trust what they see after 1 year at times. Trust requires three things: time, proof, and consistency. So Texas has to come out and show me that they can do this and win this again and again. And Quinn Ewers is a starting quarterback, and we know right now Quinn is in a bad position because Arch Manning looked good yesterday. People want that guy already. So let's see what they do and how they handle the new change.
Nui, is it an easy answer for you to give us an idea why Mark Cuban stepped away the way he did from not only
yeah.
– why is it?
Okay, first off, the TV deals are all gone. Okay, Mark is one of those guys in town who signed a 20-year TV deal. This TV deal is supposed to pay him $100 million. That TV deal is not paying $100 million this year. Next year is paying nothing. So that's money that's gone. And if you're doing simple accounting, that's a big, big, big hole. Second thing is he wants a new arena, and he also wants to get in on the gambling. In order to get this type of stuff passed, we don't even have sports betting here in the state. You're going to have to align yourself and work with politicians. The politicians here are Republicans, very conservative Republicans. Mark Cuban is not. The family he sold it to, Sheldon Adelson's family, they've been dealing in Republican politics for years. They've been kingmakers. So at the end of the day, you need to turn it over to people who can allow you to get this done. So Mark still owns a large chunk of the team, and now he's going to partner with people who built a dang casino in China and all over Vegas. They're going to build something. They're looking to get gaming, and so he's going to still be able to run the team. So he's got that in his pocket, and he doesn't have to put up the money for a new arena. He doesn't have to put up the money for the lobby to get what he wants. It's a very smart move on Mark's part. He gets to still run the team, but he don't have the financial responsibilities of it.
See, this is. Remember, we talked about this yesterday. There's a reason why certain guys have a B in front of their bank account.
Yeah.
I was working with Tyler Perry this weekend, and I saw some things and went, this is why this guy is as successful as he is. But anyway, knew he scrubs.
So think about this. The guy who Sarver sold the Suns for $4 billion. Mark Cuban sold the Mavericks for $3 billion. Sarver sold it for an extra billion, but he's out of the game. Mark Cuban is still in the game, running the team, and he's going to be able to make profits going forward. Who won the deal?
There you go. Yeah, yeah. That's what we wanted to know. I didn't know the backstory there.
Yeah, man.
I still got to get the backstory on Shark Tank, but maybe this is all intertwined because he's leaving that show too.
Dude, thanks so much this morning, man.
Hey, always. Thank you, sir.
All right, man. Be well, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.